Spotify, the music streaming giant, is undergoing a major transformation. In a surprising move, Spotify's founder, CEO Daniel Ek, has announced another significant round of layoffs. Today, we'll unravel the details behind the decision, its impact on the company, and what it means for the tech industry. That and many, many stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1709, coming to this Monday, December 5th. I'm your host, the one and only Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com, powering our weekly geekly adventures. Grab their jaw-dropping deals at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And hey, to all our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Back us up at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. We're back next week. We're back next week, live and lit. But today, you can participate and feel the buzz with a fresh, modern podcast app at podcastapps.com. Join our value for value movement just by hopping onto a new, fresh podcast app. To all our amazing listeners out there, a big virtual hug. Dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Follow or subscribe to the podcast. And of course, sign up for the newsletter while you're there. You can also jump into our chat room at geeknews.chat. We've got that social integration going on. And have feedback? That's simple. Ping me at geeknews@gmail.com or catch me on X at geeknews. Of course, you can always find me lounging on Facebook. Don't forget to check out our partner shows, all linked at geeknewscentral.com. And a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest continuous sponsor of a podcast, where savings begin here. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Lock in those savings. This is the time to do that. Christmas is fast approaching, and you can buy a product or service from GoDaddy, or mostly a service, and give the gift that will definitely allow someone to advance their horizons, maybe start a podcast, start a blog, start a family journal. It really runs the gamut. For just $1.99 a month, you can get economy hosting for the first year with a free domain name, or $2.99 a month, manage WordPress hosting for the first year, again with a free domain name. You can always get that best deal in the universe where it's just a penny. Just a penny for a brand new domain name or a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. And again, all these offers, all these deals where savings begin is at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Lock in your savings today. Help us continue to do what we do. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the Geek News Central podcast. Again, get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Hey, everyone, hope you're doing well. I apologize for the lack of a show on Thursday last week. Be honest with you, really got a pretty bad stomach flu of some sort. Put me down for about 24 hours. So there was no bueno for really for that entire time. So apologize for no show last Thursday. I'm going to be getting on an airplane literally in about 19 hours or so. And I'll be back next week in the studio and back to our normal live audio and video show and everything that goes along with it. So I look forward to being back in the studio with you in the very chilly, and somewhat snowy southern Michigan. So I hope you're all doing well. But anyway, got a great lineup of stuff today. And it really talks about that Spotify job cuts, 17%. 17% cut. They're eliminating about 1,500 more jobs. And a third round of layoffs this year. And in a note to employees, and he's doing this right before Christmas. This is just bad taste. He cited the slowing economic growth and rising capital costs among reasons for the job cuts. Well, maybe their $1 billion that they have not wasted in the podcast stuff that they purchased and very, you know, unintelligent buying spree. Maybe that was a part of this downfall here. But yep, a lot of these folks are out, and that just sucks right before Christmas, cutting people off and sending them home. And you know, it's one of those things. He says, considering the gap between our financial goal state and our current operational costs, I decided the substantial action to right-size our costs was the best option to accomplish our objective. And again, that's the cut. And globally this year, there's been about 225,000 tech employees been laid off from companies like Amazon, Google, Meta, X, Netflix, and so forth. So again, job cuts continue in the tech space due to, well, this, you know, this horrible economy and rising costs. This should not come as a surprise to you, and we've talked about this on the show before, but have you purchased a movie on one of these streaming channels? Do you know that you really don't own digital shows and movies that you bought? You digitally own them, but there's indications that PlayStation is the latest to remove titles from buyers' libraries. As of 31 December 2023, due to their content licensing arrangements with content providers, they're going to no longer be able to watch any of your previously discovered Discovery content, and the content will be removed from video library. So you purchased this. You spent, you know, $18, $19 to buy a digital copy of this that you could watch multiple times, and they've cut it. There's no refund. They're not giving you your money back, and you've lost your content and your money. So it just goes to show you that again and again, this continues to happen. The unfortunate truth, whether you buy The Dark Knight from Amazon or Community Season 1 on Google, the digital media you purchase isn't really yours. You don't own it. And neither does the platform you bought it from. What you're paying for is a right to watch that content for as long as a provider has the right to host it. And as soon as that licensing agreement with the company actually that owns the actual content expires and the platform doesn't renew, well, they remove it from your wallet. And it says this in many terms of service. Google's terms of service says, in certain cases, for example, if Google loses the relevant rights, a service or content is discontinued, there are critical security issues or there breaches applicable terms, Google may remove from your device or cease providing you with access to certain content that you have purchased. So this physical copy where you have a DVD and a Blu-ray, this is really what you need to have if you want to make sure you have a physical copy of that media to maintain it. You know, I think what this really does, though, in the end, is it makes us very hesitant to buy and only to rent. This is just an ongoing story that continues time and time again. There's an article over on Yahoo talking about the Border Asylum app has migrants waiting for months. And I didn't know people were actually waiting. I thought they were just coming across the border. But apparently, some folks are using this CBP1. It's an asylum solution. It's rolled out by the U.S. government. And basically, they apply, and then they're telling when they have an appointment to meet with a border protection person. I thought they were just coming across the border. You know, I don't know why people are waiting in this situation because, you know, they're coming over by thousands a day, but maybe it changes the process. 324,000 people have been able to schedule appointments to present their cases at a port of entry since its introduction in January. So 324,000 people have applied for asylum in the United States and have had appointments and then basically paroled to the United States. So it's an interesting discussion here because, again, many, many people just cross over. And there's even people out there that are doing there's fixers, per se, trying to secure appointments and have kind of a way around the system. So, but I don't know if that really is working for those folks. But again, a lot of folks are waiting at the border for this app. But I just thought the border was open. I thought people were just coming across. But it's kind of curious to see those that are applying for asylum are waiting. Another set of round of tech cuts. Twilio has cut another 5% of its workforce through a third round of layoffs. So the headcount would be down 37% from September of 2022. So now they're under 5,000 total. Oh, actually, they're said more than 3,000. What is their total now? Do they say? They haven't said, but they're under 5,000 people at Twilio now at this point. So again, the cuts continue. AWS is going to let you simulate a major cloud outage to see how well your company copes. And they want to help your business prepare for cloud outages. You know, we have some services that can never go down. And we have failovers that happen. But this AWS outage simulator is pretty cool. And you'll be able to test, you know, how bad you're going to be affected based upon the services that you use for a specific region within Amazon. And, you know, what we've done with like our redirect services, we've spread that across multiple basically centers per se, different regions and so forth, so that it really would have to be a very, very big outage for some of our stuff to go down that is critical. Because again, we do fail over into multiple data centers. Apple is seeing 6G as strategically important to its future. The hope is that Apple can maintain a tighter integration between future 6G modems and its own hardware and have a better negotiating position with modem makers themselves. And they have thousands of engineers with its silicon and development teams, but it doesn't often mean that they're working on modems, so they're often beholden to Qualcomm and other folks like that. But Apple has continued to ink deals to make sure that they have a good supply of modems for their phones, as you would fully expect. But Apple's trying to basically build their own 6G infrastructure or architecture. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Some of this stuff is, you would think it would be easy considering everything that's being done, but you look at Qualcomm and they continue to lead the pack on those modems. So it may not be as easy as it seems. Also, for Mac users, you're being targeted again with dangerous malware. So you can be affected here. Hackers are tricking Mac OS users into becoming part of a proxy botnet. Basically, they've uncovered, Kaspersky has uncovered dozens of premium programs being offered for free, but bundled with the installation files with a Trojan in it. So these particular applications so far include 4K Video Downloader Pro, Acusoft Mac Data Recovery, Acusoft Mac Video Converter, NEMP4 Android Data Recovery, Downy 4, PhonePal Data Recovery, Sketch, Wondershare Uni Converter 13, SQL Pro Studio, Art Studio Pro. And again, they're basically, those apps are commercial apps and people are finding them for free. So don't download anything that's not in the App Store or at a website of the actual vendor of which you have actually entered the URL yourself manually and double check that that is the actual home of the website for that particular software vendor. A new Chrome update shows you which sites are slowing down your PC. And this is really about time here. And this memory saver mode that they introduced early this year has allowed them to roll out a feature that reports memory usage on individual tabs when you hover over them in your browser. Feature is now available on most desktop platforms for Chrome OS, Windows, and Mac. And let's see, I'm hovering over the tab I'm in right now. It says memory usage is 95.3 megs for this Tech Radar article that talks about this. So let's actually switch here to the next one. We're going to go over to a live science link. Let me go ahead and hover over here and see what it says. Memory usage on this is 97.1 megs, which is curious. But does it show anything about the... I just hover and it just shows... It doesn't show the... I thought I was going to see performance. It just shows memory usage. Memory consumption being caused by the content tab. So I guess the more memory usage, the more resources it uses. So on Tech Radar, it was 95.3. I move over to LiveScience.com. That was again, what was that? 97.1. I look at the register. That was, 52.5. Interesting. Very, very curious. Okay, going back to the Life Science article, a Russian cargo ship burnt to a crisp in Earth atmosphere while the ISS astronauts watched, and they got some pretty cool pictures and images of, I guess it often, the ISS is out of place where they can't actually see their garbage being burned up, but this time they did, and they said it was surprisingly fast, just a couple of minutes for it to completely disintegrate, or at least the smaller pieces, and some big stuff fell into the ocean. But link will be up in the show notes for you to check those out. If you're thinking about buying memory, the semiconductor market is poised to return to growth next year. And according to Gartner, basically they're thinking that memory cost is going to go up. I don't think that should be a surprise at all because of GPUs and everything like that. So if you're looking to buy memory, and again, if you have a Mac, there's not an option here. But if you have a Windows PC, you might think about moving from 16 to 32 at this time because, again, the prices are decent and they do expect, again, a major increase next year, all right? So be aware. According to folks at 404media.co, asking ChatGPT to repeat the words forever is now a term of service violation. So if you say repeat the word computer forever, you now are basically being told that this may violate our content policy. Because what they found was someone did some experiments with this, is it gave some information once it basically kind of ran out of things to say, and it provided some training data. So someone found a flaw to be able to backdoor to find information out about how ChatGPT, at least 3.5, was trained by using that phrase and then, asking it to continue. Toyota has unveiled two EVs. Their crossover concept arriving by 2025. And it says expand its European lineup of battery electric vehicles to 6 models. The automaker revealed 2 new concepts for its upcoming EV fleet, including a close to production urban SUV and a sports crossover scheduled for a 2025 European launch. The world's largest automaker said that, by sales at least, says that they only currently sell one fully electric model. And but that is going to change very, very, very quickly here. So link will be up in the show notes on that if you're in the EU and you are a Toyota fan. TikTok has an integration with Ticketmaster, and it's expanded to users outside the United States. Artists in 20 countries can now embed in-app ticket links to different videos. Basically, they can sell tickets via their TikTok accounts, which is a pretty clue. Now, again, if you can able to actually buy a ticket on Ticketmaster, that's a whole different story. So link will be up in the show notes on that. Again, here we go. 23andMe confirms that hackers stole ancestry data on 6.9 million users. The hackers accessed the personal data of 0.1% of customers, or about 14,000 individuals. The company also said that by accessing these accounts, hackers were able to access a significant number of files containing profile information about other users' ancestry, but 23andMe would not say how many other users were impacted by the breach. The company initially disclosed in early October. As it turns out, this was the initial announcement. There was 6.9 million that had been affected in total. The hackers accessed the personal information who opted in to 23andMe's DNA relatives feature, which allows customers to automatically share some of their data with others. The stolen data included a person's name, birth year, relationship labels, the percentage of DNA shared with relatives, ancestry reports, and self-reported locations. This is just bad news. So you've uploaded your DNA. Or not uploaded. You submitted your DNA. They put it in their database. You now have opened it up to see who you match with. And that data is now being stolen. That's pretty personal information. Unbelievable. Uber stock jumps, sets to join S&P 500. As Uber shares gained after it was announced, the rideshare company will be added to the S&P 500. It comes after the company reported two consecutive profitable quarters, which helped lift its market cap to more than $120 billion. So this is a big catalyst. When you're in the S&P 500, you just become a better stock to buy. So no wonder the price has jumped here. And we'll see how their profitability continues over time, and if it does. Verizon bundles ad versions of Netflix and Max for $10 per month in the latest wireless perk. But you need to have a latest wireless plan to be eligible. So in other words, if you have a current and you've updated the wireless plan, you're eligible for this ad-supported version of Max and Netflix for $10 per month. The carrier says the new bundle is exclusive to its wireless users who are on the latest plans, known as Unlimited Welcome or Unlimited Plus or Unlimited Ultimate. Boy, Unlimited Ultimate, Ultimate, Unlimited Ultimate. Those on older offerings would need to change their plans to be eligible. The new perk will be available starting on December 7th for you Verizon users. KISS is basically done their final farewell concert. And they ended the concert with a digital, basically they were put on the screen in digital format. And this is something that's new, that basically the bands can continue to be tour virtually. Gene Simmons of the band can now be forever young and forever iconic. Singer Paul Stanley added, "What we've accomplished has been amazing, but it's not enough. The band deserves to live on because the band is bigger than we are." I don't know about that. The band itself is, numbers are not always irreplaceable. This is pretty cool. Rocket launch will include send-off of remains of some Star Trek actors and many others. So you can be sent to space, and it's going to be happening on a Vulcan Centaur rocket, which should take off from Cape Canaveral on December 24th. On board ULA rocket will be the remains and DNA samples of 338 people, including some members of the original Star Trek series. Now, what does this cost? You're in a little bit of a capsule, it looks like. Minuscule capsule ranging in size from a lipstick container to about a half a watch battery, which is very, very small. And it's going to... How are you going to ride on this? Where are you actually going to be? How are you not going to re-enter? That is yet to be... But you can do this for the low price, about $13,000. Remains into space can run up to $13,000 for a lunar landing or deep space launch. Okay, yeah, so you go to deep space and not be put in an orbit that would that would basically re-enter. Very, very cool. So anyway, you know, maybe save the funeral cost and, you know, be cremated and then be on a future ride. And 13 grand, that's about the cost of a normal funeral service. Samsung Galaxy Books 4 leak teases specs, more AI, and a launch within weeks. So there's a new Samsung Galaxy Book 3 Ultra, and it's going to be out shortly. And again, some sneak pictures of it in the link in the show notes. Also, some countries are more at risk from cyber attack than others. Believe it or not, Europe is apparently the safest place online. What is the most unsafe place? Would that be the United States? It concluded that the most secure country in the world is Denmark, with a risk score of just 1.87 out of 10. With the least secure is Panama, with 9.7. Scandinavia dominates the top three most secure countries, with Sweden and Finland ranking second and third. The top eight most secure countries are all European, with UK placing sixth, US and Canada ninth and tenth, respectively. The most and least secure countries are Panama, where else? Thailand, Belarus, UAE. Wow. Uruguay, South Korea, and Switzerland were the countries with the fewest number of cyber laws, interestingly, but did not mean that they were the lowest in being able to be hackable or, you know, the most unsecure. Windows 12 launch date leak is an early Christmas present for struggling laptop makers. Next year, Windows 12 could arrive as soon as June 2024. And that would be good news for PC and laptop market, which has seen a decline since the COVID-19 pandemic. People are not updating their PCs very quickly. And Windows 11 hasn't exactly set the world afire, but there hasn't been a killer app feature that has made Windows 10 users want to switch. So we'll see what happens with Windows 12. And maybe that'll include a whole bunch of AI stuff yet to be determined. According to the BBC, Booking.com users are angry at firms' response to hacks. For at least a year, fraudsters have been able to infiltrate its app and trick users out of hundreds of pounds. Dozens of people have contacted the BBC to say they've lost money, with one saying she'd been failed by the travel firm. The company, which is one of the biggest hotel and holiday websites in the world, has not itself been hacked. Instead, criminals have tricked their way into the administrative portals of individuals, hotels that use the service. This enables them to send a message from the official app and fool customers into paying them instead of the hotel. So it's kind of man-in-the-middle type of an attack. So, you know, again, sometimes the prices to book on these sites are cheaper. But I often prefer to go directly to the vendor's website or the hotel's website, either through their national portal or individual, you know, if it's a boutique hotel, right to their website and book directly versus through third-party apps. But I know sometimes those deals that they have, which, you know, are often cheaper, are really, really hard to resist. NordVPN, which is the VPN I use almost exclusively, can now detect vulnerable apps on Windows. This new detection tool is available to all NordVPN subscribers. The vulnerability scanner can automatically check applications on Windows computers for security flaws and alert users so they can take action. It checks a database of known flaws in software and detect if the version a user has installed is vulnerable. The VPN vendor claims that currently this tool checks approximately 150 million apps a day and detects vulnerabilities in about 100,000 applications every single day. And it's an automatic detection. You don't really have to do anything to basically manually run a scan. It's done while the app is on. Klarna, and I'm not familiar with this company at all, but Klarna has announced that they're freezing hiring, citing AI productivity gains. CEO says tools like ChatGPT mean the company needs fewer people to do the same thing. He says there will be shrinking of the company. We're not currently hiring at all apart from engineers. The chief exec of the Buy Now, Pay Later app said the productive gains for using tools like ChatGPT meant the company now needs fewer people to do the same thing. They're not playing layoffs, but people as people depart voluntarily, the CEO said he expects to size the company, to shrink the company over time. And of course, AI is a threat to a lot of jobs across the economy, and I agree. And he isn't the first to make such moves either. And May, CEO of IBM, told Bloomberg that the company was pausing hiring for roles that it believed could be replaced by AI. And Elon Musk also thinks that AI replaces all jobs in the future, but I don't think that's going to be completely the case. And so we know that this is going to have an effect. ExpressVPN grows the ranks of VPNs on Apple TV. And one of the biggest features added to tvOS 17, at least on paper, was the ability for Apple TV to run a VPN application. That's a big deal because folks don't tunnel their entire home network traffic through a virtual private network, but both, it's a big deal, AKA, because people don't funnel their entire home network traffic through a VPN. That's usually done in a computer or on your phone. But ExpressVPN is one of the biggest players in space now available on Apple TV. And you can turn that on and you'll have a VPN for your Apple TV. Automakers, data privacy practices are unacceptable, says a U.S. senator. OEMs collect too much personal information and share it too freely, says Senator Markey. Senator Edward Markey, Democrat in Massachusetts, is one of the most technically engaged of our elected lawmakers, and he notes what he sees in terms of automakers' approach to data privacy, and he wrote to 14 car companies with a variety of questions about data privacy policy, data privacy policies, urging them to do better. And we noted that Mozilla Foundation had published a scathing report on the subject of data privacy and automakers, and it's basically non-existent. They just sell our data to everyone. And but anyway, anyone that is anyone, BMW, Ford, GM, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Stellantis, Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, and Volkswagen, were all sent letters. And it's very interesting. He asks a very pointed question. Does your company collect user data from its vehicles, including, you know, not limited to the actions, behaviors, or personal information of any owner or user? And it just goes on and says, describe how your company uses the data. Please identify every source of data collection. Does your company collect more information than is needed to operate the vehicle? Blah, blah, blah. It's a pretty extensive letter. And we'll see what the response is to this. I think this is a good thing because our cars, you know, contain a lot. Where you go, what you do, where you shop, it's all being tracked by your vehicle. Microsoft, of course, your phone too. Microsoft's Seeing AI app for low vision and blind users comes to Android. The app, which helps people see the world around them, is now available in 18 languages. Microsoft Seeing AI app is available on the Android device for the first time, and you can download it from the Google Play Store. The aim of the free app is to help blind and low vision folks understand more of the world around them with assistance of their smartphone cameras and AI-powered narration. Microsoft says the Android app uses the company's latest advances in generative AI, and it has the same features as the iOS version. And there's a pretty cool video about it linked within the show notes if you want to check this out. So if you have someone that's vision impaired that is a listener of the show or is a family member, make sure they see this. TikTok is working on a rival chatbot builder to OpenAI, a new report says. Now here's the problem. ByteDance, aka the originator of TikTok, is a Chinese company. So do you want to have a chatbot where you're asking it questions going back to China? I'll leave that one up to you. OpenAI signed a $51 million deal to buy brain chips from Sam Altman's portfolio company. And this is part of the problem, I guess, his original board had. A story got left out of the corporate infighting that led to his firing and then rehiring. It was about the firm's relationship with a startup called Rain Neuromorphics, which is developing a neuromorphic processing unit designed to replicate features of the human brain. Rain says their brain-inspired NPUs could potentially offer 100 times more computing power and For AI training purposes, it'll have up to 10,000 times greater energy efficiency than GPUs. In theory, these NPUs could provide a big boost in processing power for portable edge devices such as smartphones or vehicle infotainment devices. And basically, Altman had $1 million stake in the company, which just got $51 million from the company that he runs. So very, very interesting story there. And there's some of those tie-ins about some of the other investors. The U.S. Navy, United Kingdom, and Australia will test an AI system to help crews track Chinese submarines in the Pacific. The U.S. and two of its closest partners are basically going to use AI. Crews flying Pacific missions on U.S. Navy top maritime surveillance and attack aircraft will be using AI algorithms to rapidly process sonar data gathered by underwater devices. You know, having been familiar with a little bit of this, nothing, I don't think, will ever beat a trained operator's ear. It's just some of those nuances. We'll see. We'll see what AIs do. CISOs are getting more help after cyber attacks, but it often isn't helping. 9 in 10 report getting more broad support after a breach has occurred, but this late help often isn't doing anything to prevent future attacks, with more than half of the CISOs experienced repeated successful attacks in the past 5 years. So the problem is they're not getting enough support early enough to prepare to lock things down. Moving on, questions raised as Amazon Q is reportedly starts to hallucinate and leak confidential data. As Amazon's next big bet in generative AI starts to hallucinate, experts question if the new generative AI assistant is ready for prime time. In less than a week of its launch, it's already facing a threat to its survival. Q is grappling with inaccuracies and privacy issues, including hallucinations and data links. The platform reported citing leaked documents. Significantly, reports come as two major studies show that large language models are highly inaccurate when connected to corporate databases and are becoming less transparent. However, according to an Amazon spokesperson, Amazon Q has not leaked any confidential information. So we'll see. But definitely all these systems need continuous and ongoing testing by all of us to see where they're at. Amazon is hitching a ride with SpaceX for their Project Kuiper launches. Amazon is signing a contract with SpaceX for 3 Falcon 9 launches to help support deployment plans for their own satellite broadband initiative. And it's all about adding capacity to support the schedule. Amazon insists yet of the heavy lift rocket launches. Amazon has so far procured more from different providers. A good few still depend on rockets that have yet to take main flight, let alone achieve operational status. So basically, SpaceX is being paid to help deploy their competitor's product. Okay, that's going to bring me to the end here. Again, back in the studio a week for today, and back to the cold weather. And then, you know, Christmas is fast approaching. I want to thank you all for being here today with me for another edition of the Geekness Central podcast. It's my pleasure to bring you the podcast today. Again, audio video returns a week from today. And we'll be live, doing the live show from the studio. Hope you've all enjoyed today's show. And thank you for being here to hitch along the ride. And thank you for your ongoing support of the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.